Title: U.S. Department of Justice sues North Carolina hospital system for insisting on anti-steering provisions in insurance reimbursement contracts. Content: On June 9, 2016, the Antitrust Division of the United States Department of Justice, DOJ, filed a complaint against the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Hospital Authority, D/B/Carolinas Healthcare System, CHS, in the United States District Court for the Western District of North Carolina. United States of America and State of North Carolina versus Charlotte-Mecklenburg Hospital Authority. The complaint accuses CHS of using contract restrictions that prohibit commercial health insurers in the Charlotte area from offering patients financial benefits to use less expensive healthcare services offered by CHS's competitors. Complaint, preamble, in effect, the complaint is attacking a type of widely used contracting provision in which acute care hospital systems seek to prohibit insurance company payors from using steering restrictions, which would otherwise be used to steer their insured patients to lower-cost healthcare providers, including lower-cost hospitals, in exchange for lower premiums in so-called narrow network insurance plans. The complaint then alleges that CHS has an approximately 50% share of the market for acute inpatient hospital care in the Charlotte metropolitan area, allegedly conferring market power on CHS. The complaint is potentially significant for a number of reasons. First, it is a comparatively rare example of a federal antitrust agency claim directly against a healthcare provider that does not involve a challenge to a proposed merger or acquisition transaction. While litigation between healthcare providers and healthcare insurance carriers is no longer rare and is on the increase, government antitrust cases involving allegedly improper insurance contract provisions are not common. The only recent example of a federal agency antitrust claim against either a carrier or provider involving reimbursement contracts is fairly recent litigation by the Antitrust Division against the Blue Cross entity in Michigan for insisting on a particular type of most favored nation clause which, among other things, required hospitals contracting with Blue Cross to charge other payors more than they charged Blue Cross. See United States versus Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, 809 F, Sup, 2nd 665, ED Michigan 2011. DOJ contends that this market power has enabled CHS to negotiate high reimbursement rates for treating insured patients, and CHS has apparently established itself as the most expensive hospital in Charlotte according to the complaint. To protect its market position, CHS has allegedly imposed steering restrictions in its contracts with insurers. Moreover, CHS has allegedly prohibited insurers from allowing CHS's competitors to do the same. CHS also allegedly prevents insurers from offering networks that feature hospitals competing with CHS in the top tiers of reimbursement, and also allegedly prevents insurers from offering narrow networks that include only CHS's competitors. Finally, CHS is accused of imposing restrictions in its insurance contracts designed to impede insurers from providing truthful information to consumers about the value, cost, and quality of CHS's healthcare services compared to CHS's competitors. It is also noteworthy that while the economic theory of DOJ's case is an alleged abuse of single-firm market power by the largest hospital in Charlotte, North Carolina, the case is not brought in whole, or even in part, under Section 2 of the Sherman Act. Instead, it is pleaded exclusively as an allegedly anti-competitive agreement in violation of Section 1 of the Sherman Act between CHS and various insurance carriers. Without identifying any specific offending provisions in any contracts with particular insurers, the complaint alleges instead only generally that some form of steering restriction exists in CHS's contracts with all four of these insurers. Complaint, at paragraph 16. Some contracts allegedly contain contract language prohibiting steering outright, while others allegedly give CHS the right to terminate its agreement with the insurer if the insurer engages in steering. ID. The only description of actual negotiations is a single allegation that for years insurers have tried to negotiate to remove steering restrictions. Complaint, at paragraph 26. Finally, the government understandably makes no suggestion that the allegedly